In the Life of a Family Heirloom by Sarah. I've stayed with the same person my whole life. She has given me friends. She has made me who I am. She has inspired me to be exactly like her, polite, reliable, and adventurous. Why would I want to leave? Why would she want to leave? I've always thought that it'd be me to go first, but it was her. Wait, I think I'm a few years ahead of time. Let's rewind a little bit. I started out as a black walnut tree and became an elegant jewelry box. When I was a black walnut tree, I was able to stay in the same spot through any storms. Even the fiercest, most elaborate storms would not break up my roots. One day, it wasn't my roots that failed me. It was the world I was living in. A figure, one, that was too complicated to describe, ended my life as a black walnut tree. There was not one word in the Oxford Dictionary that could describe what he did to me. Was it bad? Was it good? I do not know. I've never felt more pain in my life than ever. The one and only word that I could think of would be agony. That's what he caused me. On the other hand, he brought me to my true caring and loving owner. He brought in light to my axis. So would you still be mad at him to this day? In the process of transforming me, every day a piece of me would get chipped off. Scratch, 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 ding, ding, wonders would constantly be popping into my mind. My light bulb never turned off. I was at times brighter than the sun itself. My biggest fear was today the last day. Will I ever see the sun rise and set again? 52 years later, the question has escaped my memory. You might be thinking what my appearance looks like. The first thing that I would like to start with is that I'm the one and only box that has a mirror. The mirror was put in me because I was used by the crafter's wife. It was a Valentine's Day present one year. I contain 3 different drawers, but it looks like 4. On the top left corner of the mirror lies a flower in gold. The flower gives it a pop of shimmer. The layer when the mirror opens contains 4 different sections. On the left and right, they have 2 long sections. This is meant for necklaces. The next is in the top lies a section with rows to hold earrings and rings. Below that is just a blank square. This square can be used to hold any objects that don't fit in the other places. This was the spot that my friends liked to stay, especially Ruby. To complete my look, I'm the color of a 5th grade student's desk at Merritt Memorial School. Inside me, I have seen more pieces and types of jewelry than a jewelry seller could ever imagine. I become devoted friends with the jewels. Ruby, as beautiful as the heat of lava. Diamond, oh diamond, how she sparkled in the sunlight. It was so bright, at times she blinded me. Sapphire would urge me to go swimming in her deep blue waters. My best friend was actually not any shimmering bright colors. She could blend in with the ugliest, deepest, brownest muds. Her name was Opal. We had fun playing games and making jokes. My favorite game was I Spy with my little eye and squares. Although this fun and all this distraction would never fill the emptiness in my heart. If you were to go and rip out my heart, your hands would find nothing till you keep going in and in and in. And finally, the only part left in my heart would be a pebble about a millimeter by a millimeter. Imagine just how I feel, how I go to sleep every day, how I live with myself. This was all caused by my family. I do, or once had, 23 brothers and sisters. Each one would go away and fly with another owner. Each time, one of my sisters or brothers would leave the hole in my heart even bigger, emptier. How can someone become great friends with you and one day leave you in the dark? To my knowledge, my siblings are still breathing, although what do I know? I am just a jewelry box that cannot walk but can only listen. Now my heart is as full as ever, except I am lonely. How can that be, you ask? Well, I am lonely because I have no diamonds and jewels that I once had. They left me when I left my owner. All I have is old newspapers to read about my crafter's death. Just seeing a picture of him or her brings down heavy, overflowing buckets of water. Despite this fact, I do have one person to talk to. This is the one person that filled the hole in my heart, my long-lost brother. He had been trapped in an old, dusty box for over 30 years. When I came to live with my new owner, she also took in my brother. We try to catch up on stories, but he has little. I want to be used again, although I know this will not happen for another 8 years. I still try to hope. When each girl in the family turns 16, they would get a jewelry box. In addition to this, each time a boy got married, the brides would get a jewelry box. The next in line in the family to be 16 would be in 8 years. Even though her older sibling will get a box in 6 years, she will not get me. This is because my crafter had given her mother a jewelry box and said, if you or your brother had a little girl, this is for her. word. Even though he meant it for everyone, she was the keeper and the only one who had girls. The box was wrapped for over 20 years and was just opened the other day. The joy on her face just getting a glance. I want to have that happen to me when they look at me. I can't wait. I need attention. Today, I was so down in the dumps that I could not get out of bed. I could not look at my brother, my best friend, Opal. She came back to me. When she came to me, I was so gleeful, but when she left, I was turned upside down. She told me that Perla had died. Perla was Diamond's cousin. She was older, and we would always envy her. She was not a pearl, not a diamond. She had a seashell with 3 diamonds and 1 pearl on top. Opal told me my new owner's child choked her and killed her. Her seashell and pearl came apart. This funeral is to be held tomorrow. I don't know if I even want to attend, although I need to be there for Diamond, and I cannot let feelings cover the gentlemanly thing to do. Going to the funeral would prove to my owner, Muriel Jean Best, and crafter Walter Allen Best, that I have not disappointed them. I am keeping the Irish and English custody flowing, well, at least for the jewelry and jewelry boxes. On the day of February 3rd, 2017, I had a big smile on my face. I had fingers slowly rub against my wood. Then an earthquake happened. Luckily, this was the one and only time I was glad not to have any jewels inside me. After the earthquake, I was opened, and 1 single piece of jewelry was put inside me. It was Perla. This was the funeral. I was now the holder of Perla, another person to talk to, but this time she was dead. I just wish that she was not in me. She makes me want to be even sadder than I already am. Like I said before, I have to be a gentleman and do the right thing. Although today Diamond came to Perla to show her respects, I had to comfort her. What I am about to say might be selfish, but it is true. Diamond decided that she was going to stay with me, not to comfort me, but to stay with Perla. This will give me another person to talk to who is alive.